Are you ready to stop riding the emotional elevator of life? Are you ready to learn how to elevate your emotions that keep you psychologically traumatized or in an addictive behavior? You are in the right place. Here is your host, Sandy Bird, trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach of the Emotional Elevator Show.
Well, welcome everyone. I, of course, am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and I am also a coach, a transformational coach. I know it says that I deal with a lot of addiction and trauma, which I do, but another title that has been given to me recently is I am a nervous system regulator. I work with clients to regulate their nervous system because you can never fully transform your life until you connect with who you are in your nervous system. Our nervous system controls everything. So that's what I am. I'm a nervous system regulator. I have many certifications and everything from going very deep into hypnosis or very high into laughter yoga or Lego series play using childlike behaviors once you reclaim who you are in life. And through that, I also coined something called the Unlimited Joy Method. So if you ever want to work with me and you just need someone to help you regulate or teach you how to regulate your nervous system, I am the coach for you. If you're looking to transform in this next season of life, maybe you're in third season of life. I know I'm in third season of life and I'm still transforming into who it is I want to be. So, but my first thing I do is I regulate my nervous system. So now that I've told you about me, you can always reach out to me. Find me at sandybird.com, Sandy Bird on social media, Sandy Bird on LinkedIn, Sandy Bird here, Sandy Bird there, Sandy Bird everywhere. Or you can always send me an email at sandy@sandybird.com, sandybirdcoach@gmail, anything to if you want to have a conversation. There's also conversation. I do free conversation calls. So you can always get on a phone call with me. But tonight's show, let's just dive in because it is only a half an hour. It's all about unburdened, letting go without losing yourself. In unburdening, letting go without losing yourself, I, Sandy, invite you to explore what it really means to release resentment. And I'm reading the notes for tonight. Not by forgetting, but by freeing yourself. Have you ever held onto anger or blame, thinking it gave you control only to realize it was controlling you? We'll dive into how resentment shapes our reactions, relationships, and sense of peace. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I, Sandy, we'll explore practical, compassionate strategies to unhook from emotional weight of blame without dismissing your truth or silencing your pain. Learn how to set boundaries, soothe your nervous system, and reclaim your energy so you can rise to a lighter, freer version of yourself. So kind of that question is, what are you holding on to that you would love to let go? And that is a question for you to think about right now. Take a moment. Is there something in your life that you would love to let go, to release? And if there is, what is it? And how do you do that? See, a lot of us hold on to those stories and hold on to it because we're afraid that if we let go, we're forgiving them or we're going to forget. We don't forget. But it's that resentment. It's that bottled up resentment, that feeling of unjust. And when you can let that go, you can free yourself. And that's what tonight's show is all about, is letting go of the resentment or the burden. How many people do you know that maybe this is you? Maybe it's you that you get into a disagreement with somebody and you can't let it go. And you walk around angry. If you're not watching me, I'm kind of like all tight. See, that's causing effects on your body. That's causing effects on your mind. That's causing effects in everything you do. And that is holding on to resentment. You feel like, well, if I let them, if I forgive them and I let them say they're sorry, then I'm being soft. No, you're freeing yourself, your body, your mind, everything to continue on your path in life. See, I work with clients that that's what they're learning to do is they have to let go. Doesn't mean they're forgetting what might have happened, but it's letting it go, letting go that resentment because you were wronged. And that's the big part of it is you've got to be able to free that from yourself. And there's a lot of techniques I'm going to give you throughout the show to do, but why do we hold on to it? Where are we protecting ourselves? Most of the time, we're not protecting ourselves. We're not letting anyone in. We're closing off to other people who might be there for this season in life because we're holding on to resentment or we're not willing to let go because somebody else might have wronged us. I know I've wronged people. I can tell you I've wronged people in my life. If I asked all of them to make a comment or show up, they might all show up and say, you know what? But here's the thing. When they wanted to protect themselves and walk away, I can only be proud of them or glad for them. But the ones that want to hold on to a grudge and that's why they don't want to be around me, that's on you because that's you retaining that. Not me, because I'm one of those that, hey, and anyone can attest to this, my kids, my husband, friends, family, I'm one of those that we can get into a very big heated argument. And then afterwards, even if I don't feel like I'm sorry or they don't feel like they're sorry, there's no reason to say they're sorry, but just kind of, hey, all right, we both have a difference of opinion. Can we move on from here? Asking that question, can we move on from here? And if the answer is, yeah, okay, let's move on. Doesn't mean I expect someone to say they're sorry to me because their point of view was valid. And I don't expect someone to ask me to say I'm sorry if I feel my point of view was valid. It's just letting go of that resentment. And maybe at that point, shaking hands, high-fiving it, whatever, and then just going on. If it's doing something to re-energize yourself. See, when we hold on to that resentment, we always think it's a disease or something's wrong with us. Sometimes it's the resentment that's playing a part in our body. Because when you hold on to resentment, your gut gets involved. I'm not going to tell you what that holds on to. You could probably figure that one out. Your heart gets heavy. And then your brain starts fogging because you can't think of anything else. Think about that. Whenever you've been, maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's your child, maybe it's a loved one, maybe it's a friend, and you've had a disagreement, or maybe you both don't agree on the same subject, and you walk away and you start getting resentment, going, I can't believe they don't see my point of view. I can't believe that, da 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 da, and you continue to go on. You're reliving that. But when you can say, you know what? I accept that and I'm fine. I'm okay. And one of the exercises, the first exercise that I'm going to give you is write it down. If there's something that you are holding on to and you just can't get it out of this brain and heart and gut, write it down and ask yourself, why am I feeling I have to hold on to this? And then saying, I release this. Because once you can figure out why am I holding on to it, because maybe it was an argument when you 20 years ago, and what this argument did was bring up something that boiled within you. And so you're holding on to the wrong part. You're not willing to let it go. So that's the first thing I always tell people to do. Well, there's one thing before that, but right now we're going to talk about journaling around it. You will hear me in almost every single show talk about the pen and paper and how important that is. If it's not for positive reinforcement, but also to let things go. Because when you write it down and either you burn it, you bury it, you flush it, whatever you want to do, if it's something you want to let go, you're doing an action. And if you're watching me, you're seeing me, you're doing an action. And that helps to regulate your nervous system. Doesn't mean you've completely forgiven somebody. What it's doing is it's giving yourself your freedom back. And I'm talking about arguments in these situations right now, but there's a lot of people out here that are trauma. It's a trauma-based. And I have clients that I will, I don't have them right now, but I've had a client. I'm never going to forgive my mother. And I was one of them too. Never going to forgive her. Okay, by not forgiving her, what are you holding on within you? You're holding on to a lot of animosity. And this same client would have to go to the doctor all the time too because they had gut issues. Do you think that maybe holding on to that resentment created those gut issues? I do. But it's teaching her that they could release that. You don't ever have to be around somebody that harmed you, traumatized you. But you have to free yourself from that, that burden that lies within you. Because that's what this is about. Not reliving the trauma. Not releasing that person from the guilt, maybe, that you're feeling towards them. Or the guilt that you feel they feel towards you. Sorry. But releasing that from yourself, that you're holding on to that resentment. You're not letting it go. And you're losing yourself by not letting go. So that is one of my techniques I like to always work with my clients on. And if it's not about writing it down, I have a client and have had a client that is very artistic. What I take that back. I've had a couple of clients where poems, drawings, amazing drawings as they're letting things go. They're drawing, they're doing these things. And then they burnt it. But it was amazing to see the anger and resentment in it. And then they burnt it. And then within a couple of days, they're drawing this beautiful picture. Because when you can release it from your body, you're releasing the burden that it's put on your body and put on your mind and put on your heart and in your gut. See, this is all connected. Our ego, our brain, our mind is connected to our heart and our gut. But sometimes we don't realize that. We can't feel that. We can't see that. But it is those letting go because you are losing yourself and holding on to that burden. And it's very powerful to do that because who doesn't like to deal with grudges or walking around always feeling like this cloud is over you because you're holding on to something? That you have this bottled up resentment. It's not fun. And then when things start to continue to go to the negative side, so let's say you're holding on to this and you go for this job interview and you don't get it and you're like, it could be because you're holding on to such negative energy. And that is a big thing I like to say is a lot of that is negative energy. And when you can release it and let it go, you start feeling this lighter energy, this joyful. See, everyday happiness you can have, even in these little mini moments of distress or an argument or something happens that might be traumatizing. I'm not saying, wow, you can just get up from something. Let's say you had a bad accident and that person you found out was drunk or something like that. And you're like, oh my God, they totaled my car and you're just all this anger in you. That's not doing anything to help the situation. Even if that was your favorite car and you had it paid off and you're in this joyous state, if you hold on to that resentment, you're not going to be able to see maybe the better car. Maybe your healing, if you've been injured, is slower because you're holding on to that energy and your body's like, okay, we need to let it go. We need to let it go. So we're going to our only break tonight. And of course, I am Sandy Bird. I am a nervous system regulator, and I do a lot around the topic I'm discussing tonight about letting go and stop losing yourself when you're dealing with resentment. Be unburdened. State your case, make your point, but then let it go. I know that's easier said than done. It's taken me a little longer. But like I said, if you ever want to reach out to me or follow me on social media or you're listening to me and on Apple or Spotify or anything, and you can like and subscribe, please do. Share this with somebody if you're like, you know what? I think you could benefit from this topic. But we are going to that first break. And of course, if you want to send me an email, send it at sandy@sandybird.com. Or of course, again, I always say this, sandybirdcoach@gmail. But go to my website. Let's get on a connection call. But let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. And if you are enjoying this show, please give us a 5-star on iTunes. This is Emotional Elevator. And I would be grateful if you would assist me in getting this information out to those that need this. There's so many people out there that could benefit from talking about unburden, letting go without losing yourself. And of course, like I said, if you are listening or watching me, you can go to Sandy Bird on any social media platform. And I should spell that out, because if you're not watching me or you just landed on my podcast, my name is Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, two E's, Bird, B-Y-R-D, not I-Y-R-D. And like I said, go to any social media. You can always email me. You can look me up at sandybird.com. I also have another one now that someone else is running. It's called the Unlimited Joy Method. But this is what I do. I like to help people regulate their nervous system. And in the first part of the show, I talked all about like somatic journaling, and also the burn and release, or letting it go by writing it down. If it's something you want to let go, let it go. You can do a drawing, a poem, whatever. Burn, release, flush it, rip it, whatever makes you feel good. But also, when you're writing in a journal, this is something that I do work with my clients. Sometimes I send them a journal. I'm about to write one. But putting it out there to why. Why can I not let this go? And I believe my truth. I believe that I release this burden, but I believe in my truth. And writing it down and journaling around it. How is it making you feel? Why do you feel the resentment you do? Or why do you feel the burden? And why is it that sometimes we don't want to let things go because we feel like we're letting them off the hook? We're not letting anyone off the hook. We're letting ourselves off the hook. And that's a big practice that I like to talk with my clients about, is it's not about letting anyone off any hooks, because if it's someone who wronged you, they might be walking around happy and not even given a care around the world. But you are the one holding on to it. You're burdening yourself with it. You're letting it settle in your body. And that's why being a nervous system regulator is all about letting it go. Now, there's another technique. Technique number two, of course, should always be number one, is breathe. Whenever you're feeling resentment or anger, or you just maybe had a really bad day, it was a shitty day. I was thinking of another word, crappy. Shitty day at work. And someone really pissed you off. Maybe your boss didn't give you a chance to explain something, and you were leaving there and you were like, this is it, I'm done. The best things to do is to just walk away and breathe. There's a box breath. There's so many breaths. Then I'm a breathwork facilitator as well that I can teach you. But one of the ones I'm going to talk to you about right now is, it's a four count breathe in. So breathe in four counts. One, two, three, four. Make it as deep as you can and hold it for four. One, two, three, four. And breathe it out. Six. And I like to breathe out my mouth because I'm letting it out. So it's And you do that as many times as you can to start regulating yourself and letting it go. That way you're not going home, I had a shitty day at work, my boss, da-da-da-da, and you're not taking it into your home environment. Yeah, you might have somebody at home, a roommate, a spouse, a friend who's there who you can talk it out with, but once you talk it out or release it, let it go. Just don't let it filtrate. Don't carry it into the next day, because maybe your boss was going to say, you know what, yesterday I was having a bad day and I kind of like didn't hear you out and I'm sorry. But if you go in already still holding on to that and grudging it up, what do you think is going to transpire? Nothing healthy. But you own your truth that maybe you felt you weren't treated right. But you're letting go that day and coming in with a different day. Another technique that I like to talk to people about is the stomping or the shaking. Nothing is better when you are pinned up with resentment or you have this argument is to go somewhere and you might not hear that, but just to stomp your feet, maybe put it on the earth and say, I'm giving this to the ground. I'm putting my feet on the ground barefoot and I'm letting you take it, Mother Earth. I'm done. And that can help. Shaking your body can help. You know, putting your hands on something and just hitting it, pounding your fist, releasing it, and then saying, I release this anger or this trauma or whatever, name it. The biggest thing too is you want to name what you're feeling. And I probably should have said that in the beginning. Name it. And then do something to let it go. You're not forgiving for sure somebody, but you're letting yourself off the hook. This is what this is about, is letting yourself off the hook. Not necessarily them, but yourself. Because the person that's going to end up sick and run down, no energy, is going to be you if you continue with the grudges or you continue to hold on to it and bottle up all this resentment. Because we are not meant to be resentful. We are meant to spread joy, love, happiness, kindness, all of these things. Because that's what we were born naturally with. It's when we hold on to these things and we start taking it out on other people around us. Think about all the times where you were mad at somebody else or you were holding on to this resentment and you took it out on somebody else. Maybe your child at home. Maybe your spouse. Maybe your friend that wanted to go out to happy hour and y'all just enjoy each other. And you were like, I had the worst day of my life and I shouldn't even be here right now. And then your friend's like, yeah, you're right. You shouldn't be here right now. And then they're trying to get you to laugh and you're like, ha, 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 faking it. And yeah, laughing, you can fake it till you make it. But if you're really not in it and you are bogging your body down with that, you're not doing anything. So I've given you some steps. Breathing, doing a 4-count breathe in, 4-count hold, 6-count releasing it, doing that. I like to always do rounds of 3, at least rounds of 3, up to 6, up to how many if you want to do it for minutes. Somatic journaling is another one of my main techniques I like to share with people is, you know, I'm letting this go, but I know the truth, or burning it. Writing it down, letting it go by burning it, ripping it, releasing it. Or if you have to stomp, you know, pound your fists on something, put your feet on the ground and say, Mother Earth, take this from me. Because the point is that we walk around so much with anger and resentment instead of just walking around being okay. Bringing in kindness, realizing that we aren't all meant to live the exact same lives, the same exact experiences, the same exact circumstances. We're all experiencing things different ways, but we've got to be able to express ourselves. And through all this, we're going to set healthy boundaries. I should have brought that up. When you can let go of resentment and you can stand up for yourself, and you can not boggle it on yourself, you can set up healthy boundaries. A lot of the letting go, too, comes from saying no and then regretting it and going back. So I am Sandy Byrne. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. Like I said, if you have enjoyed the show, iTunes, subscribe, 5 stars, share this with somebody who needs it, search me out, Sandy with 2 E's, Byrd, B-Y-R-D. I am Sandy Byrd, and thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions. and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.